Last week, when State Representative Jace Bolger of Marshall was formally re-elected Speaker of the House, Democrats had to decide whether to follow tradition and make the vote unanimous or cast a protest vote. In the end, two Democrats voted against Bolger getting another term as Speaker. The large majority who voted for him was called an olive branch of symbolic bipartisanship by House Democratic leader Tim Grimmel. Kalamazoo Democratic Representative Sean McCann called his vote for Bolger to continue as Speaker a difficult one to cast. McCann says real bipartisanship has been hard to find in Lansing.
Well, I think that real bipartisanship is when both sides of the aisle are brought to the table and asked in a genuine spirit what they have to contribute to the policy discussion of the day. We haven't really seen much of that in the past 2 years. It's been one-party control in Lansing, and there's been very little, if any, involvement of folks from our side of the aisle in the caucus discussions that have gone on.
McCann says Republicans and Democrats may be able to work together on improving early childhood education, which Bolger mentioned as a goal during his acceptance speech last week. But McCann says there will be a debate over how it's paid for.
Conceptually, you know, I think everybody agrees that we need better jobs in Michigan and more of them. I think we need to cut corrections costs and incarcerate less people, spend less money on it, front load dollars into early childhood education. But, you know, it's how you get there and at what cost are those things done and how are they carried out? Is it through private prisons, for example, which or charter schools, which are both sort of profit motive driven? Those are more difficult questions.
Would you also be in that same spot on the issue of roads? There's probably general agreement that Michigan needs better roads, but there's probably going to be a pretty big difference over how to pay for that, right?
Absolutely. The question is going to be, what do we do about this? So often in this kind of a discourse, especially with transportation, people want their roads fixed, but perhaps they're not willing to pay for them. But there are other dynamics similar to that. In state budget considerations. So I think that proposals need to be brought. They need to be evaluated. Where I think we start from is if there are going to be additional revenues asked for, how fairly are people going to be treated in that equation?
Though what the governor proposed last time was raising vehicle registration fees. What do you think about that proposal?
Well, I think that out of the gate was a non-starter. It didn't even get support on the Republican side of the caucus. So, you know, it didn't really formulate into a bill that I was able to look at in close detail. So I think that the sense of it was that that was going to be unfair to a lot of middle-class folks.
Since it is a legislature controlled by the Republicans with a governor who is a Republican, what is the role for Democrats in the next 2 years, at least, in terms of advancing the priorities of your constituents who voted for you and for other Democrats throughout the state?
Well, I think that the role is to always advance the priorities of all the citizens of Michigan and what the views of my constituents are. And so that means that we have a different direction that we think Michigan should go in, and we're going to talk about that. Probably for the next 2 years or whenever we get the chance, and I hope we get the chance to talk about it. But, you know, some things that come to mind are more funding for education, certainly not cuts in public education, how we get to creating more jobs in Michigan. If they're going to be poor, you know, part-time jobs, are people going to have to work 3 part-time jobs to get into prosperity, or are they going to have one good job with benefits to help support a family? And we're going to talk about how democracy is improved. Can we get more people voting, for example, in Michigan? That's a big piece that we're going to talk about. Those are the things that our caucus is going to continue to talk about, and we don't shy away from that just because we're not the party in power.
Our listeners may have recently heard Zach Gorchow, editor of the Gongwer News Service, on our station say that the Democrats' main goal is defeating Rick Snyder when he runs for re-election in 2 years and taking control of the legislature in that same election to undo what the Republicans have done. Is he right?
I think that we will hopefully put up a strong candidate against the governor and that person would defeat the governor. He has not embodied the priorities of the Democratic Party, and so we would like to see a different governor, no question about it. We want to repeal the Snyder pension tax on seniors. We want to not see education funding cut as it has been and the school aid fund raided to pay for other budget priorities. So absolutely, we would want to see a change in the governor's office.
Democratic State Representative Sean McCann of Kalamazoo. You can hear a longer version of this interview at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.